That's right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 12th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 538, Vitiges, king of the Ostrogoths, ended his siege of Rome and retreated to Ravenna, leaving the city in the hands of the victorious Byzantine general Belisarius, one of the most famous and successful Roman generals of all time. The Romans didn't have the numbers to meet the Ostrogoths in the field, so they stayed buttoned up behind their walls, firing arrows on the attackers until they left. Over a year after the siege began, the Goths abandoned Rome, at which point Belisarius followed with his forces, waiting until half the Gothic army had crossed the Milvinan Bridge before attacking the remainder, breaking them, and slaying or drowning many in the river. And in 1622, Ignatius of Loyola and Francis Xavier, founders of the Society of Jesus, were canonized by the Roman Catholic Church. James II of England landed at Kinsale today in 1689, starting the Willamite War in Ireland. March 12th in 1868, Prince Alfred the Duke of Edinburgh was picnicking at the beachfront suburb of Cantarp in the Northern Beaches here in Sydney, when a man by the name of Henry James O'Farrell fired a revolver into the Duke's back. It was Australia's first attempt of political assassination, although there appeared to be little motive other than the mental instability of the attempted assassin. Alfred was shot just to the right of his spine, with the bullet glancing off his ribs, leaving only a shallow wound, and he made a full recovery while O'Farrell was tried and executed for the attempt. The Girl Guides, later renamed the Girl Scouts, were founded in the United States today in 1912. 1913, Canberra, the city, was given its name by Lady Denman, an event celebrated in the ACT on the third Monday in March as Canberra Day. Moscow became the capital of Russia again today in 1918 after St. Petersburg held this status for most of the period since 1713. Edith Cowan became the first woman elected to an Australian parliament, to the West Australian lower house, as a member of the Nationalist Party today in 1921. March 12th in 1928 in California, the St. Francis Dam failed, resulting in a flood that killed some 431 people. Mahatma Gandhi began the Salt March, a 200-mile march to the sea to protest the British monopoly on salt in India today in 1930. 1950, the Landau air disaster killed 80 people when the aircraft they were travelling on crashed near Siggingstone, Wales, at the time the world's deadliest air disaster. North Korea announced that it would withdraw from the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons and refused to allow inspectors access to its nuclear sites today in 1993. Financier Bernie Madoff pled guilty to one of the largest frauds in Wall Street's history on March 12th in 2009. And finally in 2011, a reactor at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant exploded and released radioactivity into the atmosphere a day after the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. Unfortunately, that wasn't followed by any sort of reports of enormous lizard-like creatures rising from the ocean in revenge.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
And some other birthdays for us this morning. Jack Kerouac, born 1922. Liza Minnelli is 75 today, Mitt Romney 74, and Aaron Eckhart is 53. And some famous musos, Marlon Jackson of Jackson 5, 64 today, Graham Coxon of Blur, 52. We were hearing one from them, the bisexual anthem, that is Girls and Boys. We're going out on someone different today. Claudio Sanchez, Coheed and Cambria, is 43, and Pete Doherty is 42.
Look down upon me, Jesus.
You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day.
This round going out to James Taylor, 73 today, five-time Grammy Award winner, one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Every album that he released from 1977 to 2007 has sold over a million copies, and he had a resurgence in chart performance during the late 1990s and 2000s. His breakthrough single we're going out on, Fire and Rain, James Taylor, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.
Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around.